Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And this game is over. Two teams split. The season series 2-2. Philly wins it 116-91.
Do me a favor. Just kick my ass, okay? No. Kick this ass for a man, that's all.
Let's ask him. Let's ask Cody Westerlund.
Cody Westerlund is joining us on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. He is on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670. The Score. He not only covers the Bulls for us, he is the editor for 670thescore.com. Cody, it's one thing in October, December to have a game like that and be like, wow, I don't know, man. Just burn the tape and let's get on to the next one. It's another thing when you've told us that you're in some kind of made-up playoff chase and you need every one you can have, and James Harden is out. And then after the game, Billy's like, well, we'll learn from it and grow from it. It's March 23rd.
Yeah, I think on a day yesterday that I think Parkinson Spiegel set the tone for mailing it in. like the Bulls did that. I'm not going to say the media members mailed it in, but we were not grilling Billy, right? We have heard this 1,000 times. We'll learn from this. We got to grow. We got to respond. And that's what happens when you cover a team that's a few games under 500, in this case for the Bulls, four games under 500 now. And you've mentioned earlier in the show how ugly the start was, and the Bulls just really didn't have any fight left after that. And the other thing was, like, Joel Embiid, the Bulls defended him well on Monday night, and then they were trying to give him just as much attention, and he was a willing passer, and the other 76ers stepped up, and it's like the Bulls didn't really have a plan after the first step of get the ball out of Joel Embiid's hands. The rest of these guys, you know, Maxey, Melton attacking the hoop, Tobias Harris, and the Bulls getting out of sorts, and then it's like, you know, they finally beat the Sixers and Joel Embiid on Monday night after all of that. There wasn't much fight left in them, and that does not reflect well upon them whatsoever. I don't think there's much to be gleaned from that game at all, or Billy Donovan's postgame comments, really, about how they need to learn. Like, that's who they've been more this year than they've been the other set of the team that we've seen lately.
And you know Billy well enough, Cody. You're in these press conferences on an incredibly regular basis. When he's offering his truths and when we've heard him, and then on a day like that when I think it was just fairly obvious what happened.
Yeah, I mean, you saw the first couple of possessions of the game, Layla. The 76ers missed a shot. DeMar didn't box anyone out. P.J. Tucker gets the rebound. Sixers hit a three, and then Pat Williams can't in-ball the basketball to Pat Bev. Sorry, like getting my Pats mixed up on the Bulls. Turn it over, easy 76ers layups, and then the next three possessions was basically a red carpet to the hoop or a wide-open three. For the 76ers and the kickout. So once that happened, like, this Bulls team is not built. They've been better offensively in the last 12 or 13 games since they added Patrick Beverley. Like, the Bulls were like top 10 or so since the All-Star break in offensive efficiency, but they're not a team that's built to chase and play from behind. This is a team that's built around being efficient offensively when they can get a lead with that defense. Too many times the Bulls have blown the big lead, but they're not going to chase down a really good team like the 76ers and make make no mistake, this is a championship contender. This team is awesome. I don't know if they'll come out of the East. They could be awesome and lose in the second round of the playoffs and then feel like they need to blow their team up. But they are certainly worthy of winning an NBA title this year if they play at their best. And I thought the 76ers were really close to their best last night. Obviously, they didn't play Joel Embiid in the second half, but they took care of business in the first, so they didn't feel the need to play him. And honestly, in the Bulls matchup, we talked about James Harden being out. That's actually been helpful for the 76ers yes. against the Bulls. He's so bad against the Bulls this year, shooting 8 of 44 on the season in the first three matchups, had five turnovers on Monday. And the Bulls would rather the ball be in his hands than Joel Embiid's hands more. So you could make an argument that no one game, prism of one game, that was actually maybe helpful for the 76ers to regroup a little bit. Obviously, they need him playing at a high level if they're going to win an NBA title. But in these matchups against the Bulls, even dating back to past years, the Bulls have had his number a little bit.
Yeah, I mentioned that earlier. It was also a case for the plus minus because the Bulls have been in the plus and Harden's been in the minus whenever Harden's been on the floor against them. I think it's the reason that they beat him two times in a row in the season. Tobias Harris, too, if you're looking at it from a Sixers standpoint, let's just flip the script and think about it from the contending team standpoint. Yeah. You're right about the secondary options. Like, Tobias Harris had an assertive game. I mean, his line it proves it. 20 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists. If you have a guy like that on your team, that's how you're getting it done in the playoffs.
Yeah, and I mean, he fits well as the third option, fourth option there, whatever you want to call him on the offensive end for the 76ers. Obviously, his production always hasn't been commensurate with his salary that he's drawn from the 76ers in the past, but you got to feel confident when you're the 76ers. And like, I like that team a lot. Like, those guards, Maxey and Melton, are so quick in the half court. Melton doesn't always start. Obviously for them, they've mixed up their starting guard rotation a little bit this year when they had Maxey in a six-man role and now he's back in the starting lineup usually. But those guys are good. And in the playoffs, maybe the Sixers aren't like 10-man deep, but in the playoffs, you really only are going to play 7 or 8 or really trust. And I think you got to like the guys they have there. Harris is part of that. He got going from three-point land last night. Maxey and Melton did too. And that was a big thing, right? Like, the Sixers didn't knock down some open three-pointers on Monday night that could have made a difference. They knocked him down early in this game, hit 16 overall. And again, it gets back to the point where, like, the Bulls can't chase teams like this that are that good from behind very well when you can't shoot three-pointers. And the Bulls certainly did that very, very poorly again last night, which has also been a theme of the season.
When exactly did DeMar DeRozan get hurt? How hurt is he?
I do not know exactly when he got hurt. He left at 7:48 mark of the third quarter after he got blown by Tyrese Maxey on a drive to the hoop and fouled and had a dead ball. And DeMar didn't speak with reporters after the game. Billy Donovan did not know exactly how he got hurt. His teammates were not exactly sure he got hurt. But he did grimace after that play. So if it was bothering DeMar in the first half, maybe it certainly flared up on that little pivot by him. And look, DeMar's not a good defender. He has not played very good defense most of the year, but he has had problems turning and recovering defensively, I think even more in these past couple of weeks. If you watch him closely, like, there are times in a semi-transition situation where it's like 3-on-2 or you got to cover ground and get back to someone where it feels like DeMar's like a semi that needs to be turned around because he gets his momentum going one direction and this quad obviously is bothering him and it takes him a long time to turn and recover. And that's very noticeable defensively. So maybe he aggravated on that play. But to me, like, he was already 0-of-7 from the field. I think he probably already felt a little tightness in that quad, in those legs that have slowed him down a little bit in the last couple months, because usually he's usually not 0-of-7. Even when he's shooting poorly, he's not that bad. I mean, that was arguably his worst game in a Bulls uniform for DeMar, so it might have just been bothering him all night. And whenever he talks next, we will certainly be able to ask him.
And I must say, sometimes a two-letter word makes a big difference in there. You needed a second bye when you describe he got blown by Tyrese Maxey. Otherwise, the way you gave us a completely different sentence, which, good for him, but it happened on the exact same malaprop happened on the Organizations Win Championships podcast by my partner.
That's pretty bad. I can only hope that Shane and Tanny are so drunk that they don't hear it. But
I have bad news. Tanny's already been awake for a while because he thought he had a meeting.
I don't know if we could replay it.
That's my strategy. Malaprop's so terrible that they can't be replayed.
You know what, Cody? We've all been there.
I don't think so. I think you may have found safe harbor in that we probably can't replay it.
Well,
but anybody who heard it, we didn't dump it.
Well, there you go. Ray and Tyler, give them the people what they want.
The Odyssey Rewind app.
Yep. You know what? I feel like we've picked up where the Bulls and the Parkins and Spiegel show from yesterday left off. I feel like we're doing this right.
All right, I learned a lot here. No more using that terminology for defense. He got torched off the dribble.
I will put that in the arsenal instead. Yeah,
you also have to be careful
by saying beaten off the dribble. I mean, there's an entire minefield here.
This is all Patrick Beverley's fault, Cody, because he was talking about what he doesn't do before games. So Armai's been in the gutter all day.
Yeah, I saw that. We haven't talked to Pat Bev since then. I'm not sure if that will be, again, in the question list for us or not.
Okay, so let's think through this DeMar situation. Say the quad is pretty bad, and I would say, yeah, he pretty much had the worst game he's had as a Bolt. There's no arguing that there. We know why. So do you think he ends up playing against Portland?
I don't know. I mean, Vooch and Zach weren't very concerned, and Zach said that DeMar told him, "I'm going to be all right." Billy did not hear anything about an extended absence. I'm sure it will land somewhere on the questionable realm the first time the injury report comes out, probably later today. And look, DeMar's played through these before the All-Star break when they were struggling, and he had this issue. He sat out a couple games that made sense then with the longer break, but they don't have a lot of wiggle room right now. Obviously a one and a half game lead for the final play-in spot on the Pacers, who hold the tiebreaker over the Bulls as well. So they got to keep that in mind. So I think if DeMar's going to do everything he can to go, if he does sit out a game, I would probably expect it to just be one and maybe a little 3-day respite before the Bulls have that back-to-back in Los Angeles on Sunday and Monday. So, like, anytime you're asking me, do you think DeMar DeRozan's going to play the next game when he's a little hurt? My answer is usually yes, you know, because he plays so often.
Makes sense.
Cody Westerlund, thank you so much as always.
Yeah, sorry for making life more difficult.
No, it was great. And I guarantee you, Jason's going to feel better now. He's got such respect for you as a noted journalist and member of the August Bulls media crew.
And that's why Jason's my favorite member of the Bernstein family.
Join the rest of the large and growing club. But thank you, sir. That's Cody Westerlund.
Well played, Cody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.